Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 23rd, 2018. On this date in 1954, baseball legend Hank Aaron hit the first home run of his major league career. And 20 years later, he became baseball's new home run king when he broke Babe Ruth's long-standing record of 714 career homers. He was the recipient of death threats as he inched toward Ruth's nearly sacrosanct home run record. Sports Illustrated pointedly summarized the racist vitriol that Aaron was forced to endure. Is this to be the year in which Aaron, at the age of 39, takes a moonwalk above one of the most hallowed individual records in American sport? Or will it be remembered as the season in which Aaron, that most dignified of athletes, was besieged with hate mail and trapped by the cobwebs and goblins that lurk in baseball's attic? A native of Mobile, Alabama, Henry Aaron began his professional baseball career in 1952 in the Negro League and joined the Milwaukee Braves of the major leagues in 1954, 8 years after Jackie Robinson had integrated baseball. He played his first game with the Braves on April 13th and went 0-for-5 at bat. 2 days later, he got his first hit, a single, in a game against the St. Louis Cardinals. And on April 23rd, he pounded out his first major league home run off Cardinals pitcher Vic Rashi. Aaron quickly established himself as an important player for the Braves and won the National League batting title in 1956. The following season, he took home the league's Most Valuable Player Award and helped the Braves beat Mickey Mantle and the heavily favored New York Yankees in the World Series. In 1959, he won his second league batting title. Season after season, he turned in strong batting performances. Hammer and Hank hit 300 or higher for 14 seasons and slugged at least 40 home runs in 8 separate seasons. In May 1970, he became the first player in baseball to record 500 home runs and 3,000 hits. The achievement he is best known for, though, is breaking Ruth's record of 714 career home runs, which he did on April 8, 1974, at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium when he hit his 715th home run in the fourth inning of a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Aaron played for the Braves from 1954 to 1965 and then moved with the team to Atlanta in 1966. On February 29, 1972, the Braves signed Aaron to a 3-year, $200,000 per year contract, which made him baseball's best paid player at the time. In November 1974, the Braves traded Aaron to the Milwaukee Brewers, where he spent the final 2 seasons of his career. He retired from baseball in 1976 with 755 career home runs, a record that stood until August 7, 2007, when it was broken by Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants. Since his retirement, Aaron has filled various front office roles with the Atlanta Braves. He was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. In 1999, Major League Baseball introduced the Hank Aaron Award to recognize the top offensive players in each league. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2002 and was named a 2010 Georgia Trustee by the Georgia Historical Society in recognition of accomplishments that reflect the ideals of Georgia's founders. Now 84 years old, Henry Aaron lives near Atlanta. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 23rd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.